Welcome, everyone, to BulbaCast English Edition Episode 2 for the week of March 26, 2006. I'm Pi, Bulbagarden mod and BulbaCast regular, and with me are Dogasu from Dogasu's Backpack.
How are you doing?
Pokemon trainer Lisa, a dub enthusiast from the Bulbagarden forums.
Hi, everyone.
And doubling as our recorder, PPN Steve from Pokemon Palace Network.
Hi.
First up is the news for the week with Dogasu.
The Pokemon Journey Across America tour will be making its way through Westfield, West Covina, in Los Angeles, California on Saturday, April 1st, 2006. Also on that day, Kids WB will air Date Expectations and Mean with Envy. The episodes will air at 10 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Finally, the Right Stuff website has listed entries for the first two Pokemon Advance Battle DVDs. Both discs will contain 5 episodes apiece and will be available on September 19, 2006. The DVDs will retail for $14.99 each.
Our main topic for the week is the changing hands of the English dub of the Pokemon anime from 4Kids to Pokemon USA. This changing of hands has been speculated on for quite some time, but only recently have some rather disturbing details about the issue come to light. Now, while many fans are happy or even ecstatic about the fact that 4Kids will be losing the Pokemon anime, there's also a very good chance that we will be losing the voice actors which we have had for the Pokemon anime for the past 8 years. The voice actors themselves are upset, the fans are upset, and chaos reigns.
We're going to start off by reading a few of the letters the voice actors have sent us fans. First up is the guestbook entry made by Eric Stewart.
Urgent! It seems that Pokemon USA is its infinite greed. Yeah, I wonder how quickly he typed this.
Because he's also the voice director, isn't he? So not only is he losing his paycheck from the voice acting, but also from
I can understand why he's pissed. I just wish he kind of looked over this a little more before posting the sketchbook entry, especially when you look at the emails, and he's a lot more coherent. And
everything capitalized.
Pretty much that same urgent.
It seems that Pokemon USA is its infinite greed has decided to take Pokemon and recast all of the original stars to save money. They plan on recording a 10-year anniversary special with all new actors as well as doing the next season with new actors. They feel the voices don't matter and that Taj Productions can do the same quality of work that 4Kids has done. Write the WB, write the fan sites. 4Kids tried to save the show, but Pokemon USA is more interested in their wants than the quality of the show. The fans must speak up! Are you ready for a new Ash, Brock, Manny, Max, James, Jesse, and Meowth?
And we are kidding that.
No, don't. Oh god, I'm sorry. Eric Stewart. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wonder how odd it would seem if he said all that in his Brock voice or his James voice.
Oh god.
If you didn't have James voice, it would be so high by the time you got to the end of the paragraph that
Yeah, James getting mad voice.
It's just higher and higher.
James.
In case any of this gets out, I'd like to make a formal apology to Eric Stewart. I really love your work, I do, but this is getting a little... Anyway!
Veronica Taylor sent a reply back to one of the emails that I sent her. Lisa, thanks for your email. We actually don't know yet what will be happening with the show for next season. We are waiting to hear if Pokemon USA will re-sign contracts for 4Kids. If they choose to go elsewhere, the voices will most likely change as we are under contract with 4Kids and not Pokemon USA. Everyone involved with the show would be extremely upset if this should happen. We are hoping that it will all be resolved soon. We'll see. Wishing you all the best and Happy New Year. Veronica.
Recently, after the guestbook entry was found and made its way around the net, I wrote an email back to Eric Stewart asking him to confirm it and see if he had any other info. And his reply was, and I'll quote from the email, "Pokemon USA has decided that it's too expensive to use 4Kids, and the actors that have made Pokemon the TV show such a success for the last 10 years. They have, behind our backs, recast the show with sound-alikes to try to save money. They actually believe the fans don't care. They are starting with the 10-year anniversary special, starring all new voices. The main cast, me included, has taken a lot of pride in the characters we helped to create. To change now, on the last season, based on greed, is a sad example of what big business kids marketing really is. Please, spread the word. Maybe some fan buzz can stop this tragedy. Signed, Eric, quote, Brock and James, unquote, Stewart. And yes, I did wonder the same thing. Why did he say the last season?
Last season of Pokemon Advance before it goes into Diamond.
I'm assuming he's meaning the last season Four Kids was working on.
Yes, I believe I've heard that the Four Kids contract was set for 10 years. So,
Veronica confirmed at a live event that they were finishing the last season this year. And that's probably what he's referring to.
They're still doing the movie, Lucario movie. That's been dubbed with the old cast. That's finished, and they're just, you know, I guess, post-editing or whatever.
It's either finished or in post-production right now.
Yes. So far, the only thing that's really confirmed is the special. As far as Season 9 and beyond, that's really still kind of up in the air. So we have all these emails that's confirming this, basically. And as you can imagine, there are a lot of different responses from the fans. It ranges from, oh my god, the end of Nier, the dub will be unwatchable from this point on, to, I don't really care. And I don't know, personally, I kind of fall somewhere in the middle. I do feel bad for the voice actors who are getting replaced, but at the same time, I'm thinking, I want to give the new guys a chance.
My feeling is I don't care if they do the special with new actors, because A, it's a special, and they could do anybody they want in a special like that. It's really not relevant to the series. But we've had these actors pretty much for 8 years now, a few exceptions. Most of us long-term, or what we might say hardcore Pokemon fans, are really set in our ways. We're really picky. A change in the voices would be like walking into a brick wall. It's just that abrupt of a change. Personally, I feel that it's going to change the whole feel of the series. You'll have new actors who have not been doing the voice before. They've not worked together. It's going to lose that magic that it has, that we've all grown used to. You know, we've pretty much grown up with these voices as the series has grown, and all that will go away.
I guess I'm kind of a special case, because I didn't really grow up with these voices, because I was about 17 or so when the series started in the U.S. So I know I can't say that I went through my childhood with these people, because I really didn't. So
a lot of fans
I know
did.
It's not the same for me as it is for a lot of other people.
So I don't have that issue either, but I have watched the series since it first started.
Yes, same here.
These actors have actually grown with the series. The voices have matured as they are the series. Okay, yeah, granted, we get to see the video, but that's
if the voices do change, and yes, it will suck a lot at first, because I remember the exact same thing happened with Dragon Ball Z. The voice actors were doing the same thing. They were trying to imitate the previous actors, and they failed miserably at it. And everyone hated it. They pitched a fit for about a year or so, and then as they got more comfortable with the roles, they just started to get better, and people accepted them more. And I think the very same thing will happen here. Yes, everyone will notice at first, and for about a year, the complaining will not stop. But after a while, they'll get used to it, and
well,
as you get more
no
and more,
you know.
Yeah, we won't have a choice, but people get used to it, and as we get more and more characters who've only appeared in the newer episodes, for example, Hinata, the Pokemon Ranger, she won't have a Four Kids dub voice. She will only have a Pokemon USA dub voice. And so as we get more characters like that,
I have no problem with that. We don't care. The new ones are fine.
Because we can't compare them.
The existing characters.
And I think it's only the main characters that people have an issue with anyway. I don't think people are upset if side character number 836
gets it. It is the main characters.
I won't be upset if Morrison reappears in the series and he gets recast. I will not be upset.
Yeah, neither.
I won't be upset if Butch shows up again.
At the very least,
minor characters, they can do anything they want with that. But your main characters, Oak, right. Ash's mom.
Ash especially, since he's the main character.
Max, Brock, Jesse James.
It's disappointing with May, because it took May a while to get into her role, because at the very beginning, May and Ash, they sound almost identical. If you listen to one of the early advanced episodes,
they
sound
identical. Very
and now it's quite different. You can tell that she grew into the role, and it is unfortunate that, you know, she took this time to grow into the role, and now it's going to stop potentially.
Right.
If we don't do
personally,
anything,
I still think it's going to really affect the series, the popularity of the series. Now remember, Pokemon's on its waning side. It's not at the top of its craze anymore.
But it's not in trouble though either. It's still getting the best ratings on Kids WB, and the little kids, they'll notice the voice
at
changes.
At the moment. But wait, little kids do notice. They notice more than you think.
Yeah, they'll notice. They notice, but they won't care, because they'll be getting new episodes. They'll be getting new Pokemon. I mean, yeah, they'll notice that, hey, Ash sounds weird now.
That's our job to fix that. Now that they notice, they need to say something.
It wasn't fixed with Dragon Ball Z, though. Dragon Ball Z, the kids noticed, but Pokemon's not so different. I don't think you can say that, oh, it happened here, but it won't happen here. I mean, Pokemon's really not.
No, you can't. It will happen, and they do change.
Some kids who may go on the internet, like Pokemon sites, like Cerebi and stuff like that, some of them may actually be aware of what's going on.
But I don't think we can say that we're the majority, though. The majority of the fans probably don't go on Pokemon websites.
True. And Dogasu, we may not be the majority, but even if it is the fans who are more concerned about this, who are the fans who are more likely to spend the money and the time and have the transportation on Pokemon? Little kids might want to do all that, but they're little kids. They don't really have a lot of money or power. So even if we're the minority, our say should count just as much as any little kids.
The kids actually have a lot more power than we do, because the kids' ratings are what matters. This is 6 to 11s or whoever, or whatever demographic.
That's all they care about is the ratings.
The ratings from us older folk, that really doesn't take into consideration whether or not the show gets renewed each year. It's the kids' ratings. And
does Pokemon USA actually know about the older fan base?
Yes.
They may, but if they don't care enough to get the old actors back for consistency's sake, they probably don't care about pleasing us older fans. That's why I'm thinking a lot of the people who say, we might get
these
now.
That's just not good. They don't care about their fans. I mean, come on.
I mean, a lot of the fans are wishing, Pokemon USA has it now. Maybe we'll get uncut DVDs. I'm thinking, if they didn't care enough to get Veronica Taylor and the crew back, they probably won't care enough to give us Japanese DVDs.
Yeah, that's one of the underlying issues that not a lot of people are recognizing in this. There is a lot of this that is about the voice actors, but there's also the underlying issue of how much does Pokemon USA really care about the voted fans who've respected them very highly up until now? Because if they ignore us completely right now, it's going to give many fans, myself included, the impression that they don't really care about the ones who do care about them. And I don't think I could respect a company like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. Think about it now. When Pokemon USA took over the trading card game from Wizards of the Coast, everybody was having these, you know, thoughts of doom, the game's going to crash, that'll be the end of that, and so on. Yet look what they've done with it.
What happened afterwards? I'm sorry.
There are sanctioned events everywhere now. There's substantial prize packages, including trips to championships in Japan for World
Championships. So it's a much bigger deal now?
It is a much, much bigger deal. The fan base is a lot smaller because we don't have the craze that was, you know, initially when it first came out. But the quality of play, schedule of new decks being released is substantially increased. Now, they could do the same thing with the anime.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is if Pokemon USA keeps saying they want to save money, how is hiring new voice actors, new writers, and new music people, save them money?
I heard on a different message board that apparently 4Kids pays their voice actors better than most other companies. Voice actors get paid very little as it is. And 4Kids paid them quite a bit better, I guess, because they had the extra money. But, you know, Taj Studios, who will be doing the dub now, they can hire those guys and not pay them as much. And so that's how that's cheaper. And they can use their own guys. And
has worked with 4Kids before, and all the voice actors are currently familiar with Taj Studios. So that's probably where they do their recording.
Yes, there's.
What's stopping them from direct hiring them?
Money. That's what it comes down
to. They can pay a lower price if they want the job, and they don't want to see the anime ruined. They would accept the lower pay. It's not going to hurt them any.
Yeah. From what we've heard from the voice actors, I've been getting a good impression that this isn't about money to them. From what we've heard, they didn't even have the option to try out to give a lower price to get involved in this. It just happened, and next thing they know, oh, hey, they're not doing it anymore. That's not really fair to them, because they obviously care a lot about these roles, and as someone who's familiar with being an actor, I don't blame them. Actors get very attached to the characters they play. I've only had a few small parts in some school plays, doing some readings in class, some silly recordings at home with my sisters. I get very attached to the characters I play in that little time. I can't even begin to imagine how attached they must be to these characters they've had for the past 8-9 years or so.
Because essentially the voice actors they are their characters, so it'd be just like taking away Ash, Brock, May, and Max.
Be like Ash without the hat, Misty not liking water, Brock with no interest in women, James with no interest in cross-dressing, Jesse with no confidence, May with no interest in pretty Pokemon, and Max without his Pokenav. You take away these voices, you completely change the characters.
That's one of my main points.
Yeah.
God, it's going to ruin the show.
I have a lot of reasons why I'm opposed to this.
And then one thing I'm worried about is if after they air the special and everything, and if enough people don't like it, they might have to cancel the dub, and that would be bad.
It's unlikely.
There's always that possibility.
But I don't think they would cancel the dub, because I don't think Kids WB would let that happen, because it is pretty much the staple of their morning block. It's like, it would be like taking The Simpsons off Sunday nights, Fox. Mm-hmm. The block would just crumble without it. And so Kids WB would fight. They would probably step in and say, hey, look, this has to happen. Yeah. And this has to happen now.
As you can probably tell, I have a lot of really strong feelings about this, because have you all said that you didn't grow up on this series?
I grew up with it, because I started watching it in the first season, so...
Lisa, how old were you when you started watching the dub?
I believe I was 13.
13?
When I started watching the dub, I was 8 or 9, and right now I am 17, so I definitely grew up on this show. This is the series that I've always loved for the longest time. I mean, when I was really little, I loved all these other video game series like Mario and Sonic the Hedgehog. But when I first saw Pokemon, when I had to play the game, because this is the sort of game that I really love, because I fell in love with the series. And I've stuck with it sometimes more than others since it started. It wasn't even on Kids WB yet, I think, when it was still on UPN or something. And as I've already said, I have a lot of sympathy for them as a fellow actor, as someone who knows just how attached you get to the characters, and just as people, because they care about this, so I care about it too.
You do.
I feel like after all this time, I know them. So other people have said it as well, and there's just so many reasons why I can't sit by and do this, because new voice actors, I'm not going to assume that they're going to be good or bad, but it has been said that they're going to be sound alike, and
that just doesn't sound good.
I don't know, a lot of the people are already condemning the new voice actors for being just cheap copies, but the thing is, they're being told to act this way. They're not going in the booth and deciding, oh, I want to sound like Veronica Taylor today. They're being told by the director or whoever at Taj Studios that this is what you're doing, copy this voice actor, or you do not keep your job. And as actors, they're kind of forced to follow the directions of the directors. And so I don't think it's really fair to say, oh, well, these guys are just cheap knockoffs, because they're not. They're just actors like any other trying to get a paycheck.
Well, I'm not saying that there's anything bad about them. In fact, I would not be surprised if they are, in fact, good, talented actors. But right now, the standard of quality is how much they sound like the old voice actors. And in the end, you can't beat the original. The people who sound the most like the original voice actors are the original voice actors. So,
agreed.
As far as quality goes, I think that the best thing to do would be to have the genuine voice actors. No offense to the old ones, and I apologize if this means you don't get money you need, but I'm sure if you are talented voice actors, you'll have no problem finding other jobs. But we want the best, and what the fans want, the fans should get, because...
Pokemon USA, you need to... keep our voice actors. If you want to get involved with modifying the anime, provide better translations. Stop hiding the Japanese elements. That's what Pokemon USA can do to fix the anime. It's mostly good, but not always. We don't want to see the paint edits.
A lot closer than a lot of other
dubs. A rice ball is a rice ball, it's not a donut.
That's a line that happens every how many episodes. On a whole, I must say that, you know, from comparing the episodes for so long, that translation is actually really good. They rewrite a few Team Rocket lines. Yeah. They rewrite some rice ball things. You know, a few little weird script oddities. But for the most part, I think the translation is pretty solid with that dub, which is...
I have to agree.
Saying a lot, but considering it's for kids, and this is the same company that did One Piece.
Right, and we all heard about that.
The biggest complaints really are the paint edits, which, quite frankly, I've gotten used to by this point. It's not...
Well,
it's
we're
not,
all used to it. I'm just saying, if Pokemon USA wants to get involved, let them get involved that way. Fix it from that side, that view.
They're trying to save money by hiring voice actors that don't cost as much. They probably won't spend the money to do frivolous paint edits like turning a rice ball into a sandwich.
The voice actors are often thought of as the thing that the dub currently does best. The rest, it ranges from bad to okay, but a lot of people love the voice actors. I have to say, especially James, I have looked around and I've seen more screams of agony and pain over the idea that Eric won't be playing James than all the other characters combined. James is really, really popular when it comes to voices. But I have been looking around. I'm seeing a lot of fans who feel the same way. They don't want to see this happen, and if there is something they can do about it, they want to do something. With this in mind, and noting that there are people who are already starting to take action, I've actually set up a website, which is a way to try and coordinate all the efforts into one common campaign to convince Pokemon USA that what we want is the old voice actors, not the new ones. If any of you would like to visit it, I'll read this address slow so you can copy it down. http://www.bulbagarden.net/PokemonCreations, that's one word, no space in between, /SOVA/index.html. On the website, you can find all the information on the issue, more letters that we didn't read, rebuttal that covers all the common arguments against launching this campaign, some bios on some of the popular voice actors, and the supporters, and multiple ways in which you can speak up, let Pokemon USA know that you don't want this change. One of the biggest things of this is the letter writing campaign. There's three addresses, but the one that's most encouraged for you to write to is Pokemon USA, Inc., headquarters offices, 400 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. There's also some other things you can do, an online petition that you can sign, quick and easy. And for the very devoted of you, like myself, there is a mini campaign going on to fold 1,000 cranes to show Pokemon USA just how much we wish for them to keep the old voice actors. Currently, I'm over a third of the way done, and I think I'll probably have 1,000 by the end of the week. And one of the biggest ways you can help out? Spread the word. Because right now, what's going to convince them more than anything else is how many fans care about this. So if you know someone who would care about this, let them know. Let them write letters, or sign the petition, or fold their cranes, or whatever they want to do. And with that said, I hope to see some of you supporters helping me and all the other fans out. With that being said, let's move on to this week's episodes. Choose it or lose it, and at the end of the fray. These are the last two episodes in Ash's Hoenn League competition.
The first thing I noticed is that they misspelled the word lose on the title screen for choose it or lose it. And that really, really bothered me so much.
Yeah, but he still said lose, though.
But this bothered me. They misspelled lose it, and I thought, maybe it's not so bad if 4Kids doesn't do this anymore. I mean, it was a decent episode. We saw fighting. We saw Molson get beat. We saw Gligar turn into the size of a Grovyle at one point.
I gotta say, Morrison is one step away from having a canon crush on Ash. I mean, I really do think. I mean, it is, I understand it's just supposed to be friendship, but I pick up on the blatantly shippy things, and I picked up on that, so that's saying something. The hammock scene especially was just wow. And Ash still doesn't get it, to quote Pokemopolis. These were both really great battles. I think that's one of the main purposes of these two episodes, just really lay the battles on heavy and what Ash can do and what his opponents can do. At this rate, comparing how like the battles keep on improving and improving, by the time Ash gets to the level where he does achieve that level of master or whatever, he is going to be amazing.
I really do like Ash's strategy. Like, during battle, he just seems to all of a sudden think of a way to, like, maybe win a battle or something. It's just
he
really
also respects his Pokemon, which I find is really nice. I like
and
that.
And he really trusts them completely.
Yes.
And going on the way that he does the turnaround, unlike some other characters in the series I can name, and characters in other series that I can name, like Yu-Gi-Oh! And the like, usually when he does a turnaround, I can understand the turnaround. I think the one exception to that was the whole thing against Tate and Lisa with Pikachu and Swellow. But other than that, he has some pretty believable moments of realization and changing of strategies and all that. So do we have anything else to say about the episodes, the last two Hoenn League episodes?
Well, with the end of the fray, I will say that Ash really did try his best to beat Tyson because it seemed really close.
Just to say it again, since this might be my last chance, Meowth in Boots is awesome.
Not a fan of his dub voice, but he's a cool...
Yeah, I think I would have liked his dub voice better if it was a little more closer to the rugged Japanese voice than the refined English voice.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Quite frankly, Meowth in Boots is just so awesome that I don't care how he sounds. He's still going to be, like, one of the best Pokemon.
The Hoenn League was just rushed, and I just want to repeat that my happiness that we will never see Morrison again, because we will never hear that voice that I'm not a fan of.
I like his English voice better than his Japanese voice, but I can't say either voice is really a wonderful voice.
Well, you hear him cry and Choose It or Lose It, I was just, stop, it hurts. It hurts me so bad. Emotional cry, and it's just like
I think what of Morrison we're supposed to like is not the voice, it's more the character.
To quote ourselves, the voices make the characters.
That's very true. I was about to say that.
It does,
actually.
And it, to me that voice just didn't match the character they portrayed in the video, in the anime.
I bet none of us would be complaining if either version had given him a better voice. And not to go back to the previous subject, but that's one of the reasons why voices do matter a lot. A lot of the character comes out in the voice. Every little thing, the pitch, the sound, does a lot to who the character is.
I thought it was a great change of pace that Tyson actually won the Hoenn League tournament. So finally someone wins a league who we know. Usually that has to be some other character.
Soon we're going to start answering questions from you, the listeners. The normal Bulbacast has people call in and ask their questions in person, but we understand that some of you can't really do that. So we're offering you an alternative way to ask your questions by sending us an email at bulbacast@bulbagarden.net. We ask that you only have one question per email, and we hope to get your question soon. So, in conclusion, thank you all for listening. And I'm Pi, and with me are Dogasu, Lisa, PPNC, and from all of us, we say see you and hope to see you next week.